This Jocks 94.5 podcast is brought to you by Millennium Satellite and Video. Log on to msbnow.com. TV excellence everywhere. That's Millennium.
We're going to preview some big games in high school football. We always do it on Fridays with our buddy John Lunsford from Jocks Preps, the Encore Sports Medicine. Jocks Preps scoreboard, 9 to 11 on Friday nights right here on Jocks 94.5. We'll keep you updated on all the games. You'll get all the finals as they come in as well. And John joins us on the Bud Light Seltzer Hotline. Mr. Lunsford, how are you this week?
It's Friday, so I'm excited.
It's always exciting. There's a lot of reason to be excited. You've got a couple of huge matchups here in the Metro Birmingham area involving undefeated teams. One of those, I guess, will start. It's where Pat's going to be out there in Hewitt-Trussville Stadium. The 4-0 Huskies taking on the 4-0 defending champion Thompson Warriors.
Yeah, it's where a lot of people would be, even more, obviously, if we could cram into the stadium. But, you know, this is a game that you have circled on your calendar coming in. You know basically Hewitt, Thompson, and Hoover when they play each other. That's a game you want to go watch. And, you know, both teams are undefeated right now. Not really a shock that both teams are undefeated right now. But let's not forget what happened last year as Thompson had basically run away with the region. They were sitting pretty, looking good. And, you know, Hewitt-Trussville ends up beating them 35-29 the last week of the season. So they get each other early this year, and it's obviously very different this year. But if Hewitt can beat them last year, Hewitt can beat them this year, especially with Armani Goodwin. You know, as well as he's playing, the game's going to be on national television. Not the first time these two have been on national television on ESPN. So these are two, you know, offenses that look very good right now. You know, obviously, when you want to average the points out, there's a forfeit in there that Hewitt has against Saraland that you can't quite, you know, average that in there. So if you take that out, you got 44, 45, and 50. Thompson, they're averaging, I think, 48 per game. So these are two high-powered offenses that, you know, I'm really looking forward to watching, and, you know, could potentially be a preview of something we could see in the playoffs.
You know, you mentioned the offense. The one thing that I was doing all week long when I was preparing for tonight's game was looking at the defensive side of the ball for both teams. You got Jeremiah Alexander, the five-star, just all-world player on defense for Thompson. Meanwhile, Hewitt, you got Justice Finkley, Riley Quick. That defense has forced 11 turnovers already. They've got 9 interceptions in the secondary for the Hewitt Huskies. So for people that don't know a lot about these two teams, you're going to see some very talented defensive players tonight.
Yeah, and I've been actually more impressed with Hewitt's defense this year than I have been Thompson's. I mean, you mentioned Alexander for Thompson. You know, he's looked at as one of the best recruits and still has plenty of time left in high school, but you know, when you compare opponents, you can compare Spain Park. And Spain Park made a little bit of a run there towards the end against Thompson, made Thompson sweat there at the end of that ball game. Whereas, you know, Hewitt seemed easy enough. Was it 45-13? Pretty big win there for, you know, Hewitt over Spain Park. So if you want to compare, you know, opponents, and that's not necessarily the best way to do it. I think that's the only common opponent they have so far. Well, they both played Tuscaloosa County too, but that's a little different. But, you know, it makes you think, hey, Hewitt's defense has been pretty stout so far this year. I mean, you just mentioned all the numbers. You've seen them more than anybody else has. But against Oxford, gave up a good number of points. Against Spain Park, gave up a good number of points. So, you know, this is the kind of game you say, oh, it'll be in the 40s or 50s, you know, for both teams. And then, of course, it ends up being, you know, like a 14-10 kind of game. But I don't think it'll be that. But I do think both these defenses are very good. They do get overshadowed by how high-powered the offenses are.
John, another huge game coming up. Tonight, it's going to be right there at the Hoover Met. You got Oak Mountain undefeated at 4-0, Hoover at 4-0. Oak Mountain, for people who haven't seen them play, they don't run, they kind of have the throwback offense. It's a ground control offense, can frustrate teams, can really burn the clock. What do you see in this game?
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. And, you know, Oak Mountain is a team that, coming into this game, if you had said they're 4-0 at the beginning of the season, it wouldn't have been completely shocked. The first three, they had Chelsea and Pelham. Two 6A teams. Chelsea, not that great of a 6A team. Pelham looking a lot better now. That's a really quality win that Oak Mountain ended up getting. Gadsden City, they've kind of been, you know, average over the last few years. But then Vestavia coming in to beat Vestavia. Now, we didn't know where Vestavia was going to be coming in, where they had those two forfeits and then had to play Hoover and then had to play Oak Mountain. But that game, Vestavia was up 28-20. Oak Mountain ties it. Oak Mountain takes the lead with like 12 seconds to go or something like that. Needed a field goal. It was tied at 28. They decided to get a touchdown instead to really put an exclamation point on that win to end up 4-0. And they put themselves in a good position for the playoffs already. Even though we're only four games in the season, we're only two games into region play, they set themselves up for basically no matter what happens against Hoover this week. They're off on the 25th, and then they're going to have Spain Park and Tuscaloosa County, two games that if they win, they'll basically punch their ticket to the playoffs. So you could have your four teams playing tonight with Hewitt and Thompson and then Oak Mountain and Hoover, maybe even playing for seeding definitely, but, you know, maybe Hewitt and Thompson is a region championship matchup, but, you know, Oak Mountain, if they can pull an upset over Hoover, I mean, that would put them right in the conversation that I would not have been having at the beginning of the season. I thought, hey, maybe they could be that fourth team, but can they be a region title contender? I don't know about that. They've had some close games. Gadsden City, they won by a couple scores. Like I said, last week they had to come back and beat Vestavia there at the last second. Pelham, they only beat by a touchdown. So, you know, they haven't been blowing teams out, but they're not really the kind of team that does blow teams out because of the style of offense they play. It's not like a high-flying offense you see with the other three teams there in Region 3 where, you know, you can score in 5 seconds and you throw a big bomb pass down the field and that's it. Chris Bell, he's built that offense. He's, built that team up to how they are, and they're a team that's always competing with Mountain Brook gone, Gadsden City coming in. Oak Mountain has a really good chance to really stake their claim in 7A Region 3, and they could definitely do it tonight with a win over Hoover.
Let's talk about 6A Region 5. Big one tonight, Briarwood versus Huffman. Last week, Huffman gave Mountain Brook all they wanted in the first half, and the Mountain Brook in the second half extended the lead, went on winning it easily. But this Huffman team is vastly improved. Hewitt's going to actually see them next week at an out-of-region game, but they're 3-1, and they're hosting Briarwood.
Yeah, Huffman's one of those 7A Region 3 teams dropped down a few years ago and haven't quite found their footing yet. But Region 5, I mean, this is a team that, you know, coming in, I would have said the four playoff teams would have been, you know, Mountain Brook, Briarwood, Homewood, and maybe Chelsea. I probably wouldn't have said Huffman. And, you know, they've looked good so far. They beat Ben Russell, who's kind of struggled down south a little bit, beat Parker, beat Shades Valley. And that Mountain Brook game, like you said, it was kind of a struggle there until the end. Mountain Brook last night actually struggled a little bit with Shades Valley as well, until they were able to pull away late in the game there. So, you know, I don't know if it's more about Mountain Brook and how they're playing in this region. I don't know if it's more about Huffman and how they're playing in this region and this region being tougher maybe than we thought coming in, where a team like Mountain Brook should have been able to run over everybody. But, you know, Briarwood, they've looked good so far this season. Both teams are 3-1. I would not have guessed both teams would have been 3-1. I would have guessed if one team wasn't, it was Huffman, who might would have lost a few more games. But, this is kind of a sneaky good game that I wouldn't have picked in the preseason as one of the best games from 6A Region 5. Like you mentioned, he was playing them because they were, you know, both 7A Region 3 teams back in the day. So, Huffman, even if it was a loss to Briarwood, that puts them at 1-2 in region play. They play Hewitt, then they get Homewood. That's a big one for them because Homewood now is undefeated in region play as well. So if they can just win one of those two games between Briarwood and Homewood, they're going to put themselves in a position to not only make the playoffs, but potentially, depending on what happens with Homewood and Briarwood when they play each other and Mountain Brook as well, even potentially get a 2-seed in the playoffs.
A game, John, that I'm going to be a part of tonight, Pinson Valley, 3-1. Their only loss, the opening week loss, there to Hewitt at Willie Adams Stadium. Jackson Olin, meanwhile, one game had to be forfeited due to COVID-related issues. But Jackson Olin in their two wins, albeit against Woodlawn in the opening week and last week versus Mortimer Jordan, have been very impressive.
Yeah, the two times they've actually taken the field, they have been very impressive. Only given up, I think, 21 points total so far this season, not counting the one. Obviously, they gave it to clear up with forfeit. But, it's defense, and defense is what rules at Jackson Olin. I mean, you've seen it as much as anybody, and they've had such great talent move on to the SEC, and there's a lot of good talent here still. Tim Vakakis, who you know well, we all know well, Homewood native, is somebody who's done such a good job with Jackson Olin. And when they shifted from Region 5 to Region 6, had a rough year last year, but the year before that, fighting there for the region title and always, you know, playing tough there with a team like Homewood, they shift to Region 6, where I think it's the toughest region overall in all of football, even over 7A Region 3, especially with Mountain Brook dropping out.
I agree.
It's impossible with Pinson, Clay, Gardendale. They're the three teams. You drop Oxford, but you bring in Jackson Olin, a team that, like I said, has competed for region titles in the last couple of years. You bring up Mortimer Jordan. And look, beating Mortimer Jordan 42-14 is no small feat. I mean, Mortimer Jordan's one of the top 5A teams the past few years. They come in, and you beat them pretty good. You got Jasper. You got to go on the road to Jasper, later in the season. Jackson Olin does. And so that's a tough run right there. At Clay, at Jasper, and then Gardendale at home. And Minor hasn't been, you know, anything to scoff at either. Minor's sitting at 3-1. They played Pinson pretty close last week. So this is a region that literally every single team in the region could be competing for a playoff spot. Most of them, I think, would be able to compete for a region title. You know, maybe the two 5A teams would have a little bit of a tougher time just because they're trying to get their footing. But, I mean, there's nothing that's made me think any one team has separated themselves other than the fact that Clay Chalwell hasn't lost yet. But Gardendale's played Pinson and Clay somewhat close. Jackson Owens looked really good, and their only loss is because of forfeit. Minor and Pinson, you know, they're both looking really good. This is a really, really solid region, and it's impossible to predict for me because every team in it is so stinking good.
Well, you mentioned Minor. They're hosting Clay Chalkville. Clay Chalkville 4-0, Minor 3-1, and you've got Clay Chalkville averaging around 38 points a game, but they only give up 14. How do you see this one tonight? I know it's another tough one in that region.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, because Clay hasn't given me any reason to think that they're going to lose, I'm leaning in the direction of Clay right here. You know, that Pinson loss last week for Minor. Minor is back and forth. They only lost by five. It was 33-28 in that game. And, you know, Minor also beating Mortimer Jordan, who J.O. beat. Got a big win over Hueytown to start the season. They played Bryant kind of close, who has not been that great this season. Backdoor got the first win over Paul Bryant last week. So, you know, Minor is a team that, you know, look, I think Adrian Abrams is doing a good job there ever since George Bates left, and they had that really good season. They kind of fell off a little bit, and they've built themselves back up. But once again, it's just a tough region to play in. If they were able to shift maybe to Region 5 where they were before, if they were to stay there, you know, I think they might have a little bit better chance, but it's just a tough region to play in. You're 1-1 right now. You play Clay tonight. It's going to be a tough, you know, game that if you lose that, you're all of a sudden playing from behind. As you got to play Jasper, you got to play J.O., you got to play, you know, Gardendale. So we'll see what happens with Minor, but I'm overall leaning in the direction of Clay. And there's really no reason for me to think Clay loses another game until they play Jackson Owen, until they play Pinson Valley. Those are the two I think that are going to be the toughest for them, but they get both of those at home. So even though Pinson's a rival game, even though J.O. is really good, Clay Chalville seems to be the favorite right now in Region 6.
All right, John, give us a couple of other intriguing matchups around high school football that maybe we haven't touched on yet.
Yeah, so it's not a game at all that you, you know, want to watch when it's 0-4 versus 1-3, but I am curious to see how the stadium responds after such a tough start to the season at the team that you thought might be competing for that fourth playoff spot. You get two forfeits against two teams that you could have played really close in Mountain Brook and Homewood, two rivalries, and then another rivalry in Hoover that you lose close, another game at Oak Mountain that you lose close. So, you know, if you look at their losses, they've been close. They play Tuscaloosa County tonight. Not a game that's, you know, a game to look at necessarily, but I am very interested to see how Vestavia responds overall to that game. I think another one, you know, John Carroll is a team that John Carroll has been kind of back and forth. They actually have a winning record right now. You know, so I'm interested to see what they look like when they play Fairfield, a team who's kind of been back and forth when it comes to the playoffs in Class 5A too. But, you know, John Carroll, they're a team that has been struggling, and they're looking to have a winning record for the first time. And I couldn't tell you the last time John Carroll had a winning record. But, you know, so far they're 2-1. They have a winning record, so I'm interested to see how they look down in Class 5A.
John Lunsford, also John Saber, Tim Melton, they'll all be a part of the Encore Sports Medicine Jocks Prep Scoreboard tonight from 9 to 11. You can tweet in your scores. You can call in your scores. You can just listen, and they'll give you the scores of all of the high school football action, not only here in Birmingham, Metro Birmingham, but around the state of Alabama. You guys do a great job. Enjoy listening to you every single Friday night coming home from games.
I appreciate it. We'll have all the scores for you tweeted in on Twitter at Jocks Preps, and we'll be live 9 to 11 p.m. right here on Jocks.
All right, John. Y'all have a great night. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next week. That is John Lunsford joining us from Jocks Preps here on Three Man Frontage. He does every single Friday to preview high school football, and he joins us on the Bud Light Seltzer Hotline. An easy drinking hard seltzer, just 2 carbs and 100 calories. Try it in strawberry, lime, mango, black cherry, or grab the variety pack.
This is Three Man Frontage.